Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is The Lois Effect. My name is Alisa.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Okay. Now I can hear you.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
Hey, girl. So did I get to say my name is Liz? Did I say that?
You just did. Other than that, I didn't hear it. So.
My name is Liz again. Not going to be changing anytime soon. Well, one never knows. Well, you know, running in these streets, one never knows what one must do to survive.
Running
Girl.
In these streets.
Running in these streets, these corona-filled streets. Oh, Lord. I mean, halfway into July, and this started... Mm. I mean, technically for New York, halfway into March. Get the hell out of here. Get the hell out of here. What the hell? I'm like,
right.
Come on. Get the hell out of here. Damn. Crazy. This is insane. I mean, that's just where, this is just where I'm at. Okay, this is just not going away anytime soon. So,
Mm-mm.
No. Time to embrace, really embrace. You know, every facet, every side. I have static in my ear, but hopefully you don't hear it. Do you hear static?
No, I don't. No.
Okay, good. Okay, yay. Okay. It's just the aliens hanging out because, you know, they're right here too. Why not? Why the hell not? But energetically, I feel, and this is just coming in, so maybe this is Lois. I don't know. This thought never popped into my head until right this second. So I'll just go with it. Energetically, I think we're at the midpoint, whatever that means. Now, energy doesn't identify or recognize linear time the way we do. So that's the caveat to that statement.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So give or take. But that's never come in before, so... We'll just go with it. I'm not going to question that in the same way that if Jen's going to call about her cat, and I'm getting a message from her cat.
Right.
You know, that she was able, I'm not going to question, who am I to judge or question? I'm not going to question nothing but my sanity at this point. And even that, questioning that is even questionable. So there you have it.
You got to question that too.
I got to questioning my sanity. That's where we are, kids. Aren't you glad you tuned in? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting
anyway.
That the message came in and it's the midpoint. We're at the midpoint.
I know, right?
I mean,
what do you think about that?
Does that throw out like a bit of hope? Or does it say, oh, my gosh, we're only halfway there? Like in answer to, are we there yet? It's like, no, we're halfway there.
Well, is the glass half full or half empty?
Right.
Mm. And that could be so, you know, that message, it just came through. That could be cryptic. It could be metaphorical. It could be so many things. You're halfway there. Halfway there to really, you know, it's so ironic that while we're masked, we're becoming unmasked.
That's true.
That's been since Thursday's show. Oh, yeah, that's true. Since Thursday's show, I had a very sobering conversation on Thursday night, right before I had to record the other podcast, which is a lot of fun, kids. Check it out. It's called Coping. I'm going to plug it. Coping, COPING, Coping in NYC podcast. We talk about all kinds of, it's getting better and better. As the producer of the podcast, I'm really feeling it evolve. We do COVID inspired games. We have a game segment. Everybody has their own little. Yeah, it's cute. So anyway, but right before, no, it's fun. We have cocktails and we eat dinner during it, so it's cute. So, right before I had to go to my girlfriend's apartment to set up for the podcast, I had a very, very sobering conversation, and I was able to discuss that the final segment of the podcast is probably the most embarrassing for me, but, you know, anything for a bit, anything for a joke, that's me. It's probably the most embarrassing for me, but it's when one of our co-hosts, my girlfriend Susie, who is an entertainer, and her mm-hmm. alter ego is a jaded showgirl named Lavinia Draper. So Lavinia always comes on the last segment to give me relationship advice or dating advice or just I'm a mess advice, basically. So I really stripped myself in a very raw way. So between Thursday and now, it's been this understanding of while we're masked, we're unmasking ourselves. And I was led to a teaching in A Course of Miracles, which I like. I'm not a student of it, but I really appreciate the wisdom of A Course in Miracles. And they have this whole section about the process of the development of trust, which I'm finding very fascinating. And basically, the development of trust can only come up when fear comes down.
That makes sense.
Yes. So I think it's interesting to 5 seconds into the show that I'm getting that hit that we're halfway there. And however that's applied, it's people will apply that or not apply it or whatever that is, or they're going to take it literally. But this is the time to continue unmasking ourselves while we're masked. Fascinating. So then ready for the aliens. Get ready for the aliens.
Which was your vision, one of your visions that you had with, you know, with like a dream of some sort? Was it a dream where you had seen something with a mask? And it was
Yes, thank you for reminding me. I had it was a vision / dream / whatever you want to call it. Yeah, and this was early on. Maybe it was April. It was a few months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I knew this wasn't my run of the mill dreams. And I'm like, okay, something's showing up. Okay, that's cute, because I know when something shows up. It's very different than, I'm going to just dream about, you know, going out to a restaurant without feeling I'm going to die. Like, you know, a dream like that. So,
right.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, and what it was, and again, when it's a communication, it's always nonverbal. So when it's the same, you know, it's the same thing. If somebody wants to connect with somebody who's crossed over, all the information is nonverbal, and this is why I have to trust what I see or what I feel, and then write it down as like a bullet point, and then collaborate with the person I'm doing the reading with. Or I ask, I'm like, why did I write that a spine was out of alignment? Well, it turned out her cat's spine was out of alignment. I heard someone to be a chiropractor. I don't know that, but this is what you. But these, you get these energetic cues that I really try to be very clear about. So in having this vision, I could see or feel this benign, thank God, benign, otherworldly presence, and there were no recognizable facial features from, I would say, the bridge of the nose to the bottom of the face. And I'm like, damn. Okay. I'm thinking to myself, I didn't say damn. I thought that. I'm thinking to myself, oh my God. And I got the wisdom and the understanding of it. Like, that there was a unification, that there was a unity of like recognizing like, except, and I feel it was like this one large presence. It wasn't like multiple beings. It was almost like this one person. You know, when you look up, you know, when you would look up a word in the dictionary, whether virtually or, you know, the old-fashioned way, it doesn't matter, same difference. If you are looking for a definition, a lot of times they might have a picture associated with that word.
Mm-hmm.
So this was like the image associated with this understanding. So it was this one being and no distinguishable features from the bridge of the nose down. And I just got that hit. I got that wisdom, like, we are matching their look, so to speak, when we're masked. And then I sort of freaked out a little bit.
Yeah, understandable.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, my God. And it's interesting, if you think about it, globally, the whole concept of masking ourselves, it's protecting each other.
Mm-hmm.
And this is so broad in the spectrum. It's the whole world. Have we ever been individually hit together with the same type of urgency and the same protocol globally? I mean, look, we weren't around during the Spanish flu, so in our lifetime, let's just use our lifetime. So in our lifetime, right, this is the most, look, you could people could argue, well, 9/11, yeah, but you know what? People that weren't in New York saw it on TV and they're like, oh, poor New York. So we get that. But this is hitting us first person, individually, every corner of the earth, or nearly every corner of the earth. And the corners of the earth that it's not touching, those are divine beings, and they don't need to be bothered. So good for them. Good for them, with very few exceptions. So I think that really struck me when I had that vision.
Right.
Like, we are literally being stopped in our tracks. And one thing that came up on the other podcast, which is really the antithesis of this one, but it's great when it intersects with important conversation, where it's all of us now contending with our relationship to time. So I find it really fascinating. Yeah, but apparently the aliens that showed up, or the one representative that showed up to me, no features below the bridge of the nose, oddly reminding me of what we look like when we have our mask when we're out trying to protect the world. Just saying. Just saying. Just reporting the news, kids. Couldn't tell you.
Girl.
But if I can't question that, I'm going to question somebody's grandmother. Like, oh, yeah. I'm like, oh, what's this blue sweater with the clip and the pearls? Oh, my nana. I can't make one right and the other wrong. I can't. It's all the same energy.
Right.
Yeah. I can't. And I'm very specific when it comes to the dead people, so I can't.
Right.
Yeah. Just like I can't. I'm not going to backpedal and minimize, you know, what's taken me 10 years to really cultivate. 10 years doing this show.
True. No.
You know,
I'm not gonna
minimize that. No.
Yeah.
No. No. No one's gonna take that shit away from me. No. You know, and this is being of service, doing the show, it's being of service. So we always put in our service quotient by doing the show twice a week on top of everything else that we do. But this is a constant. And there's something comforting about having a constant that hasn't really been affected or it hasn't changed because we've been doing this, you know, virtually for 10 years now.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. It's crazy, though. It's crazy.
Well, there is a request in the chat room.
Okay.
I'm noticing.
Okay.
It's White Lily.
Okay.
He says, hi, can I have a card and a reading? I recently said goodbye to my book editor. It felt like she was pulling on my energy a lot.
She said goodbye to her
draining my
book
energy.
Who? Her
book editor.
Who? Oh, book editor. Got it. All right, keep going.
It felt like she was pulling on my energy a lot, draining my energy with some things, but I am going through some old notes, and I do like her still and think she did a great job. So just moving between the old and the new, and I will be posting a new ad for a new editor today. Just would like some more confidence support as I see how there's a small part of me going into regret, maybe.
Oh, okay. Well, read again the part where she's acknowledging the value of the editor.
Yeah,
please.
I am going through some old notes. And I do like her still and think she did a great job.
Okay. And what is the reason for wanting to let this editor go?
She was pulling on my energy a lot, draining my energy with some things. So it wasn't about her editor's ability to do a good job.
Yeah, but that is so specific. That's like looking for, you know, that's like looking for like a partner, a significant other. So my feeling energetically, I mean, we're going to pull a card in a second, girl, but let me just say something. It's what I said at the top of the show of the development of trust. So if you like what she's done and she's contributed, I don't know necessarily if I would recommend, like if you were to ask my opinion, I'm thinking about leaving this editor, what do you think? Just on the value that you're recognizing the value of her contribution, it's something not to take for granted, and it's so rare. It's like finding a good relationship. That if anything, if you maybe flip it and think about, okay, she's teaching me something right now. Now, I don't know what the lesson is. If she's teaching you about healthier boundaries, speaking your truth, saying what you need, I don't know what those things are. But energetically, I don't know. I don't know about posting an ad and shutting that down. And I wonder what the lesson is for her. And growth is awkward and painful and uncomfortable. Trust me. So this I feel is a growth opportunity, and relationships are meant to have boundaries so that they can flow freely. So maybe she needs to put some boundaries in place. I feel like I wouldn't recommend shutting that down and looking for a new editor.
Well, she's the very first thing she says, like, she's already said goodbye. She said, I recently said goodbye to my
book
editor.
She did. Oh, they broke it off already? Oh,
yeah.
Well, okay.
And so the reasons why was because of the pulling on the energy, draining the energy.
Okay.
So it's sort of like she's already, you know, gone through
it's
that.
Done.
And she wrote here, I already left her. It's an old pattern to tolerate people / relationships not doing it anymore.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
It's just, she's already moving forward, but she already
did.
She's like, yeah.
Okay. Okay,
she's
recognizing
that there were some, you know, she obviously had skills and talent, and there's a reason for her being in that role.
Okay.
Something else was coming up.
Okay. All right, I didn't get that, so thank you for clarifying. I would then, and you're doing it for you, White Lily, not for the editor, maybe she did already because they parted company, acknowledge with gratitude and anything that needed to be forgiven, that it's forgiven, because that will support entering into newer heights. So, all right, well, let me just pull a message then. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Okay,
so I'm ready.
So.
Yeah, so she can type in pick, or we'll wait till the music is over, or whatever happens. All right, I'm here. I'm ready.
All right.
When you said it, so it's fine.
Yeah,
no problem.
I can't end the music right away.
Girl,
so.
girl, you do everything. Okay. So the number associated with this message, White Lily, is 904. And this is your message that you picked. When you give from the soul, guiding the heart free of wanting, knowing all is in divine alignment, the freedom of loving expansion is activated. Okay, that's good. I'll read it again. When you give from the soul, guiding the heart free of wanting, knowing all is in divine alignment, the freedom of loving expansion is activated. Well, you know, the relationship was put to bed. She has her reasons, so therefore they're valid. And in the spirit of forgiveness and recognizing the gifts and the lessons, and if this is like the message is talking about your soul, that your soul is being guided, you know. And free of wanting. So free of maybe of, I like that statement, free of wanting, where, because wanting implies lack,
mm-hmm.
right? So free of lack, knowing that all is in divine alignment. The freedom of loving expansion is activated, because at the end of the day, we want to feel free in our relationships, whether they're professional or otherwise. So if this is a quest for freedom, then you're on the right track. 904.
And of course, as soon as you said those numbers, I'm like, yep, of course there's a 9 in there. You know, there's an ending with that number 9.
Yep.
And then 0 just goes back to source, which is everything. And then out of that other side is a 4, which is a foundation for what's next.
Right.
And usually, you know, we say we add it up and it ends up being a 4 anyway, but it's a 13-4. And 13 tends to be that number of like of trial, you know, like effort and it's not necessarily unlucky. It just means that there's a lot of energy that goes into that to make sense of all the different things that have been happening. And
right.
And when you're in the middle of it, it sometimes can be overwhelming. But the only way to get through it is to get through it, you know, is to work through it. And that takes a lot of patience. It takes a lot of strength, a lot of kind of picking yourself up from what you perceive to be maybe a failure or a misstep. Sort of like in the beginning of the show where the message was, you know, we're halfway there.
Right.
This is sort of like the same thing. Like, well, you know, you're not done yet. And also for White Lily, it's moving forward.
Right.
To pick somebody new, to pick a new relationship. And you certainly don't want to go into that with all this extra baggage of,
right.
you know, something was done wrong or, you know, there's always going to be a little bit of that guard up. But I feel like for the most part, you know, White Lily has been approaching this like it was time. Like she's writing some things in here. I'm honoring myself for going for a higher level of relationship now. Before, I used to hang on for too long and sacrifice myself.
Okay.
So she wrote, yes, working out of old patterns, just letting them go and knowing the universe is abundant. No need to hold on.
Right.
So thank you. Not going into sadness, et cetera, like I used to. I've come so far.
Right.
Proud of myself.
Right. Yep.
It's just the effort of finding someone new, but I'm releasing that energy/thoughts too, because I can find someone great fast, which is good. You know, so
that's good. That's growth.
Yeah.
That means, yeah, that's really nice to hear. That's good.
Yeah. So that it's all of that. The numbers, the message supports the frame of mind that you're already in.
Right.
And I think it's nice to acknowledge, you know, the relationship you did have. So, you know, the thing is, for you to end it, for it to end meant, you know, it's not easy to do that. It's not, you know, it's not always the best feeling. But yet, like that message said, there's this freedom in knowing what your next step is. And sometimes you can't bring everybody else along.
Right.
Sometimes that person isn't meant to continue along on your journey, and it can be bittersweet. Sometimes it can be, sometimes it's also a relief. But yeah, you know, when you have already established something and there's a familiarity, there's a comfort to it, you can acknowledge those things that have worked out really well,
right?
And bring that kind of energy, I like these things, and I can appreciate those things, and I can really look for that. And now you know the additional, you know, component that's important for you in maintaining this long-term type of relationship or whatever type of relationship you need to have, where it has to do with the energy. The energy drain is what you don't want, so you want someone who can maybe do that exchange of energy, and it feels really good. So most people hopefully have at least one friend that you can hang out with, and it always feels good. You're like, all right,
yeah,
that's cool. You know, you can step away and you do your life and they do their lives, and it's fine.
Right.
And whenever you meet again, you pick up right where you left off, and there's not this feeling of, oh my God, I'm so tired from hanging out with my friend who I love.
Right.
But,
that's like us.
We got some stuff.
That's like when we get together.
Right.
Exactly.
After we get to our initial arguing, and then
it's so funny because I never see Elisa. If I'm lucky if I see her, you know, it's so rare, and it's so it's so funny because within the first 5 minutes we're already like, really, bitch. And we're like, oh, this is the fighting part of our time together. Okay, yay. It's so funny. It's so, I love it. It's so funny. I don't know what it is. It's just so funny. She just looks at me, and I look at her right back. Somebody says bitch, and then we keep it moving. Yes, girl. I know. I thought
right,
about you last
it,
night. Right. I thought about you last night because I was listening to a lot of cello music,
ooh,
which is in the mood. And I said, oh, I'm thinking about my girl.
Aww.
Yeah. I know, right? Like, I'm looking forward to. I'm missing all my friends. Oh, my God. I mean, I'm really, really, really lucky that I can see a couple friends that I'm so close to that live in my building. Thank you, Jesus. And then I have, like, you know, this one guy situation, you know, whatever. And that's great. Bright spot. Yay, bright spot. And, of course, my kids, I see my mom. I'm very, 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 very fortunate. But,
right,
damn, I miss the people I haven't seen in 4 months that I used to see all the time.
Right.
Oh, my God. Like, or just being able to just travel. Damn.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird not having, one, I haven't seen my parents. That's not too weird. I don't see them very often, but we usually are in contact about some trip that they're looking
right
at. And they're not, you know,
mm-hmm,
they're usually asking me, like, well, is this a good time? Or, you know, Dad will just sort of throw some things out there, like, oh, well, we're looking at going
right
here.
Right.
And it's usually,
yeah,
like, right in the middle of my busy season, which may not be,
yep,
as busy, you know. In
well,
the
girl,
season,
you're just working
but
it out. Like, when they plan
right
to go to the rings of Saturn, because I think that's one part of the universe you guys have not gone to. yes, we're going to take a cruise to the rings of Saturn. I'm like, okay. Anna, can you do, like, 6 months worth of shows with me? Yay, because she's going to the rings of Saturn. Okay. But, yeah, that must feel weird for you guys, because that has been such a part of your life, you know. And thank
mm-hmm
goodness. See, that's... I'm kind of just going through the archives and tapping into memories and just being so grateful for all the times I said yes to do stuff. You know, I'm grateful for every time I've gone to the theater, every time I've gotten on a plane, every time that I connected with something. Like, going through the archives of just gratitude and... Oh, you know, and I think of my kids, you know, a 15-year-old and a 21-year-old. Can you imagine, you know, just being so restricted?
Right.
And you probably read this, but my kids told me about this, that for the generation of kids now, and it's brilliant, whoever came up with this, genius, that they're Zoomers.
Yeah.
Isn't that brilliant?
Yeah.
They're on Zoom. I love it. It's like the counterpart to a boomer. They're Zoomers. So I think that's amazing. But, oh, my God, I can't even imagine, you know, when I look back at who I was at 15 and who I was at 21, miraculous that I didn't get locked up. Thank you, Jesus. I can't even imagine. And then you could kind of see... Look, it doesn't justify, but you could kind of see, like, just the restlessness and the, you know, and if you're under the influence, the lack of responsibility. And, yeah, and even in the press, a bunch of crazy people are doing these corona parties. It's almost like a pyramid scheme.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Girl. And they had one, I saw a clip. I don't know where it was. I think somewhere in the south, but it was a pool party. I wanted to jump out the window. And it was like even Caligula would have been like, yo, that's too much.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a little much. Yeah. And it was gross. It made me sad. It wasn't hot. It wasn't sexy. It wasn't erotic. And then what's so crazy was it was like all ages, you know, mostly young, but there are a few, like, you know, older people. And there's this one dude, like, in the corner of the pool, like, you know, trying to make his wade his way through all these people that are literally all over each other, like, It's the worst bad MTV Girls Gone Wild special from like the mid-90s. Like worse than that shit, right? And then Boy Forgot a Mascot. I'm like, bitch, I could do that.
Oh, really?
I mean, that's cute. Maybe he was the alien. I don't know. But he's finding his way. I'm like, oh, no. This, I don't know. I mean, maybe they think if they're in the pool that the chlorine's going to kill the corona. I don't know what the fuzzy logic is. Nothing's going to kill what was going on in that pool.
Right.
Nothing.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get it.
I don't get it.
I don't know. I read about that. I think it was in Alabama and in Florida.
Yeah.
That there were these corona parties. I'm like, really?
And if you get it, then you get the pool of money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can't. And people, like this guy on his deathbed, I don't know if it's probably one of the stories that you're mentioning, but he was 30. I don't remember where this took place. And his last words to the nurse was like, I made a mistake. I thought it was a hoax. And this is after millions of people. Yeah. I made a mistake. I don't get it. But, you know, there's so much that we don't get. But, yeah, and everything's, you know, becoming politicized. So that's, you know, that layer of that, too.
Well, that, yeah, that's flared up big time. You know, like that's unfortunate, but I guess necessary for us to kind of realize when that happens so much. Like it's been happening a lot, just maybe not in such a concentrated effort for you know, everything you look around. And so, you know, the measures of division because of it.
Right.
And it isn't, like it really isn't like the virus isn't a left or right kind of thing. It's,
no.
It is what it is, and
right.
The people who think it's a hoax, it's just interesting. I'm like, surely you know somebody. Everybody knows somebody.
Everybody knows
at least
somebody
one person
that
who's been
that
affected
got
by
it at least. That died from it. Right.
Right. Right. So, you know, I had a really good conversation with one of my best friends. I think it was Sunday. It was after I finished a tour, a fantastic tour, a great, great day to do a wine tour. And
Nice.
So, like, a small group, just three people, very easy.
Nice.
Good. Beautiful
that
day.
That feels good.
So,
nice.
Yeah, it did. And so I was done. I mean, we were done fairly early for me, but it was like we were done on time, but it just wasn't exhausting. I was like, okay, well,
right.
I'm hungry and I need to get something to eat. So I was able to text, you know, we were able to do that here in Georgia. We could go to a restaurant and get something to eat.
I'm sorry, I just have a question. They still do indoor dining there? Is that still okay?
They do it, but it's like 50% capacity. So,
okay.
You know, and a lot of them do have outdoor seating, but there's an option for people if they wanted to do just pick up. And there's not one way in, one way out, but they try to make people leave, you know, a different way.
Oh, that's great.
Through one of the side doors so that, you know, there's not just everyone piling up. This one restaurant at least, because that's probably the only other place I've gone to eat
right.
out. For a meal was just to, you know, this one place that we always go to. We used to just order the food to go and eat in the parking lot, you know,
right.
and hang out.
That's
that
good.
Way.
Yeah.
But this one, plus they don't stay open very late. Like they used to stay open. It was like a pub. They used to stay open pretty late. So they've been really good on their social media at letting people know what to expect because they've been around for over 20 years. So people know. They love this. It's like a neighborhood bar.
They're not going to compromise the big picture.
Right.
Right. That's good. That's really smart.
Right. So they've come out and so yeah, we were able to get a table and it was a pretty large table. So that was good. So you know, he sat across from me. We just had a really good conversation about. Well, it wasn't just really about the COVID-19, but one of the side effects of that, because you were talking about, you know, how kids have to stay in. And well, my friend has a younger sister who has Down syndrome.
Oh boy.
And she's someone, I mean, she's like in her, she just turned 30 or 31.
Oh, you spoke about that when you went to graduation
or
whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, she graduated.
That's amazing.
I think she graduated last year.
Last year, I remember. Yeah. Thank God it was last year, not this year. You were able to celebrate.
Yeah, she got her bachelor's degree. Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I love that.
And and so the thing is, you know, it's been really difficult for her, like with so many other people, once we had to shut everything down, like her. So the job that she was in, it's in education, as a teacher's aide.
Wow.
You know, that's off. You know, like we don't know what's going to happen with her job and how schools are going to continue to function.
No idea.
Coming up, you know, with the school year. And so I think it just really, she didn't really say a lot, but I think it, you know, it really hit her mental state and her well-being.
Oh,
of
my God.
Like, what does this mean for me?
And structure, I think, I would imagine structure and consistency, you know, if
mm-hmm.
that it probably is something so necessary, even, you know, more than it would be for us to have
mm-hmm.
that taken
away.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And
wow.
And I think, you know, her parents are wonderful people and have really tried to put everything in place to help her feel like she has, you know, some choices and can kind of live a normal life.
Right.
But it really is hard. If your network of support is basically your parents right now, and maybe one or, you know, other people who've been hired on to help out, you know, driving around or tutoring.
Right.
But, you know, for people, like, same thing for people who are introverted and now they really can't go anywhere. They need to stay home. You know, what do they do? And, you know, it's the same kind of feeling of really having to dig deep and find out, well, what's really important for me? Or
right.
who am I? These bigger pick questions of who am I? If that's a question I had with, like, what is my role? Because I'm so used to having a role. You know, I'm that, you know, operations manager. I do this and this
right.
and this.
And, right, right,
and
right.
then all of a sudden I'm just left with, well, what am I going to do today?
Right,
<You know>?
Right, right.
Crap. So, you know, having to figure out this is what this pandemic has brought up, just more than just your political affiliations or what your thoughts are on racism and all the other stuff that's part of that, but
right.
even deeper and closer to home is really who are you? Who are you in,
right.
in all of this?
Right. And who are you with being unmasked with the mask on?
Yeah.
See, it all
right.
ties, it all connect. See, this, there we go. See, this is what we're talking about.
Right.
Who are we really?
And so everybody deals with it a little differently. Like, I was thinking about a friend of mine who, before this pandemic, she was already had an autoimmune, rare autoimmune, you know, disease that she'd been battling for for a while. As we've tried to figure out, like, what is going on, she'd go through periods of time where she was okay, but then it would just hit all of a sudden.
Mm.
So she's one of my old high school friends, and she has crossed my mind recently because I'm not really on social media a lot.
Well, yeah,
and I'm not scrolling through like pages
no.
and pages and pages to see.
No.
But it used to be her father would update, you know, what the latest was, and you know, we hadn't really heard much from him. So it's just, and I don't know. I don't think anything, any new updates have come up. So he hasn't posted. I don't know.
Oh, well, maybe no news is good news. I mean, you know.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. So I've just you know, these are so. Well, she was already having difficulty beforehand. So how much
yeah.
more so? You know, okay. now.
Yeah.
So it's yeah. It does make you pause and think, because you can't save everybody, right? You can donate as much as you can, or you can send prayers and you know, do healing energy, you know, do whatever you can for others, and then you have to think about, well, you know, what am I doing for my own well-being,
right?
But so my conversation with my friend
mm-hmm.
led into the whole thing with a vision board that I finally finished. I finished.
Oh, you did! Yay!
I did. I finished it. Saturday night.
Uh-huh.
I finished it, and I'm really happy with it.
I'm sure.
So I was telling him about it, and I don't think he's ever done a mm-hmm. vision board. I'm sure he's heard of it, but
yeah.
So he was just asking. He was asking me some really good questions about some of the things that were, you know, and he didn't see it. I was just telling him about it, and really I was telling him about the process of you know, how it puts you in a mindset to look mm-hmm. for these things.
Yeah.
And then in the beginning, you look at everything. Oh, I like that. I like that. I like that. And then you have all this stuff. You have all these images. I'm like, okay, well, what's really important? Like having to reprioritize, because
right.
there's only so much space on this
vision
board.
Edit. Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And how many things have you put together that are pretty much of the same thing? But then, so what's the best representation? You know, or
right.
you know, are there more words than pictures? You know, you're having to write a novel here. Like, what are you doing?
Right.
And not that you couldn't do a vision board with that. I think that'd be kind of cool. But so I don't know if I've inspired him to do one, but it gave him a, you know, pause to think about how to also express your creativity.
Mm-hmm.
And as you're prioritizing what's important. And so I'm looking at it right now. I'm like, yeah, I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm also aware of things that are in that stack of, I haven't used those photos yet or pictures or words, but, you know, let's see.
Yeah, hold on to them.
The next go around.
Yep, that's right.
Those things are still important. Because I definitely have let go of some things in this process. I've let go of some of the previous clippings.
Right.
I'm like, yeah. I think this was more of what I thought everyone else. Oh, then that leads into the other aspects of our conversation of, you know, of looking at what everybody else has done and thinking, oh, do I need to do that? Is that important?
Right.
Because
hell no.
Part of what I've been writing about was like, I tend to do a lot of things backwards. And it's not that I do it on purpose. It's just, I realize that like my trajectory is very different
yeah,
other
I hear you. You and me both, sister. We were zigzagging. We'll make origami. I'm like, really? Why can't we just go in a straight line? No.
But yeah, clearly yeah. that wasn't in the cards for us. And,
no, apparently.
And I look at what, you know, what most people are doing my age. They've already got kids. They've got a house. You know, probably gone through a couple of, you know, marriages. You know, they're doing what I feel like a majority of the people are doing. Although I am Generation X, so, you know, some of us have not been married, you know.
Right, Gen X is a whole, you know, you're still high, right. You're still at the rave, right. You forgot the rave's over, people.
Like, what do you mean? I'm just wearing all black because I always wear all black.
That's right. And Molly's not my best friend. Okay, anyway.
So again, even like looking at the things I put on the vision board and all the things I was journaling, like, yeah, well, this has been good for me because I think there are also plenty of people who did buy into the whole, you have to do this. You have to, by this point, when this day, you should be doing this and you should have these kids and, you know, you should, of course, be stuck in a mortgage, and you should be
stuck in an unhappy relationship, and
right.
stuck in a bad job,
you know,
stuck in a job.
Like,
I mean, like, yay, you avoided all of that. I say congratulations. But, you know, look at it the other way. Like, yay.
Well, yeah. I mean, and I'm like, I said, you know, there are experiences that everybody will have, and you know, most people are just totally fine with it. And I say that because my friend is also kind of in the same situation, because he is not married, you know, much to the chagrin of his mother.
You're cutting up a little bit, baby.
Oh, sorry. I'm not moving. Is it any better?
Yeah, keep going. So you were saying he's in a similar situation?
He's not doing what most people his age are doing, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's and he kind of struggles with that. Like, you know, he probably would like to have, you know, a great relationship, and I don't think he wants to have a bigger place to live. I think he likes his mm-hmm. you know, his condo. But but I think we really talked about how much of an influence that is in terms of what our parents
right.
were expecting us to do. And
right.
now that we're at our, like a midpoint of our lives,
right.
do we feel a little bit of guilt for not
mm.
doing those things?
Yeah, well, it's clearing that and then trusting. Again, it's going to go back to dropping the fear to develop the trust. And
mm-hmm.
I think doing the act of a vision board, that I think it's a good thing for him to do. Like, it's great that you were sharing that with him.
Yeah.
Because then he can create his own energetic blueprint, as opposed to using something that's stale or doesn't belong to him.
Right. Well, I told him, given that so much of what we know as our regular life has just fallen apart, or is falling apart, or obviously
yeah.
needs to change.
Everything's different now, right?
That I said, I've been writing a lot, in the vision board, of looking at, well, if this is not the sort of life I want to live, and this is not the environment I want to live in, what would that be? Like, what would an ideal, say, community? I kind of left it at community and not like, oh, what would the ideal country look like? Because that was just way too big. But a community, so a little bigger than your family, but still having that sense of belonging, of this is where you are,
right?
And if you were to create something based on what you've already known, well, what would that look like? I mean, I'm not
right.
completely fleshed that out, but
of course,
but it's a start.
Yep. No, it's good. It's a pivot.
Yeah.
It's a shift. It's good.
Yeah, and it gives me that permission, not that I necessarily needed it, but I feel like if you do spend a lot of time on social media, it's easy to get caught up in everything absolutely horrible, and all the tension and all the polarizing viewpoints. And
right.
and to feel like you almost have to, do I have to pick a side? Because for me, there are certain viewpoints where, like, obviously I don't agree with it, but I can see why you would adopt that viewpoint, because it keeps you, you know, it keeps you at a certain level of living a good life. and so you're in your comfort zone. You can't, and you're, you know, we talk about fear, Liz, in the very beginning. And if you're afraid of having all that go, then you have to kind of blame it on some opposing force that is threatening to take that away from you.
Right.
And so sometimes those, and then that's the whole thing about, you know, our entertainment industry and putting up these big stories, you know, of good versus evil. Everyone thinks that they're the good person, unless you already know. No. My superpower is being the evil person. And then, you know, then you still play your role. There's an intention there. But most people want to think that they're siding with the good or with God,
right.
and everyone else who doesn't, it's, you know, well, then they are the enemy.
Right.
like, well, it's not really that clear cut, you know, in that we have a little bit of everything.
Right.
And so knowing that we have these polarities, and so far we seem to really want to go into all the bad, like, you know, who gets all the attention? Oh, the bad boy, you know, that's like the mysterious, I can change him. Like, that's like that pull of,
oh my God.
And you want somebody who's obviously going to challenge you a little bit, or it's like something
Alicia, yeah. I don't mean to cut you off, but I just got a text from my son, and he goes, "Hey, Mom, you might want to tell Lisa I think someone made a fake Instagram account pretending to be her."
Oh, okay. Well, I will check that out.
And there's a picture. Yeah, I'm gonna copy this text and send it to you. I didn't mean to cut you off, but that just popped up on my phone. Oh.
Well, tell him thank you.
And
that's,
it says,
been
happening
a
lot. And the name says Bangalyn. 3 followers, you're following 60 people, and it says Alicia Bangalyn. There's your picture. What the hell? I'm gonna do a screenshot, send this to you. Girl.
No, I'll check it out. No, a lot of I've had a few friends where that's happened too.
Oh, really?
And they've tried, if someone has made a new account and use their name, and then we'll try to friend people that are on that original person's account, and like message, like someone messaged me from a friend of mine from college, and was trying to like, hey, have you, just random, like, this person I haven't talked to since college, you know, but we're friends on Facebook,
right.
And then joined Instagram, and I'm like, you know, this is a strange kind of question. It wasn't like an off question necessarily, but it was just like,
right.
There's no segue, no like, hey, how you doing? So I messaged my friend on Facebook.
Uh-huh. Said, what's going
like,
on here?
No. Like, yeah, it's like, I have an Instagram account, but that's, you know, that's not me. I'm like, oh, okay, good to know. So I blocked it,
okay.
You know.
Well, aren't you popular? I'm like, wait a minute. Yeah, it's your picture and everything. I just sent it to you. All right. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, if I get any weird messages, I know that they didn't come from you.
Yeah, you can, and you can report. I guess you could do something like block it or whatever. But I'll look at that. I'll look at that when I'm done.
Yeah. Anyway, I just that just popped in my phone. I'm like, oh, Lisa, I have something to tell Lisa. I'm like, what? Listen to the show. What? Just weird. Okay. Anyway, so he just came across that right now in real time. So I apologize, but that just, I never, that just really surprised me.
Mm.
But I guess it's common.
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, because I've actually had a couple of friends, one from high school, one from college, where same thing. It happened on Instagram. But I'm friends with them on both platforms,
right.
Facebook and Instagram.
Right.
So I'm like, yeah, no biggie.
All right. No,
I'll
no
probably
biggie.
Just have
All
to change
right.
some settings on mine. You know, well,
yeah.
You know.
That's right. Listen, I always say people steal from the best. I've been stolen from many times. I say that all, you know, steal from the best. Okay, you got to steal from me? Well, you have good taste. You stole from the best. Thank you.
So.
Anyway. Wow. Well, it's good that you had this conversation with your friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then so how do you think he felt after having that talk with you? Like, what do you think the takeaway was?
I think he was inspired. I don't know if, like I said,
that's good.
Don't know if he's going to be inspired to do a vision board necessarily, but I think it made him think about how he actually, you know, how we've always been. How we kind of joke around, or if we're really sarcastic, and we talked about sarcasm too.
Right.
And how, you know, how we change how we talk about ourselves.
Yes.
And
yes.
to ourselves.
Yes.
So
that's huge.
They give him a lot of food for thought.
That's huge. How we talk about ourselves and how we refer to ourselves. That talk about unmasking while you're unmasked. So that was a great concept and perspective that you gave to him. You know, so he will likely be a lot less hard on himself or a lot less self-judging.
Right.
Because that's a great gift that you gave him.
And he gave me a great gift in terms of asking some really interesting questions.
Right.
Based on just the things I was talking about with my vision board. And
right.
Yeah, he asked some really good questions.
No, it's beautiful. See, and that's great. You know, we're coming together to support each other, even though we don't know what's going to happen next. But we know that we love each other, and we're here for each other. And that's why we still do the show, no matter what. Okay. I mean, in the past 10 years, what hasn't happened, for God's sake? So let's not answer that question, because plenty. But anyway, and on that note, while we're still safe, guys need to get a hold of us. You can email loablend@gmail.com. And we're scheduled to be back on the air Thursday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Please stay safe and take care of each other. And as always, let the light do the work and to brighter days ahead. Love you guys. Take care.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Tell me something.